And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of June 16th. This week in 1967, the Monterey Pop Festival started its three-day run in California. In 1968, the Elvis Presley-Nancy Sinatra movie Speedway premiered in Charlotte, North Carolina, where much of the movie was filmed. The Blues Brothers movie premiered in Chicago this week in 1980. The movie version of Grease that starred Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta opened this week in 1978. Debbie Reynolds married Eddie Fisher. It lasted 4 years, but it started this week in 1955. Elvis's parents, Vernon and Gladys Presley, were married this week in 1933. Elvis was in another movie, this time with Anne Margaret in 1964, and the movie was called Viva Las Vegas. It opened this week across the U.S. And Dolly Parton's movie Rhinestone was released this week in 1984. Now, you remember the song by Bobby Gentry, The Ode to Billy Joe, and what happened on the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day? Well, this week in 1972, the actual Tallahatchie Bridge in Greenwood, Mississippi, collapsed. And that was the end of the song, and it was the end of the life of that tune, and of also the end of the bridge. The Beatles opened for Bruce Chanel in concert in Liverpool, England this week in 1962, and Bruce Chanel's harmonica player Delbert McClinton gave John Lennon some tips that served John well much later on when he recorded Love Me Do playing harmonica. The Last Bread concert happened this week in Salt Lake City in 1973. In 1966, the Rolling Stones sued 14 New York City hotels for banning them. The U.S. concert by the Jeff Beck Group for the first time in the United States held this week in 1968 in New York City with Rod Stewart as the lead singer. Elvis's movie Wild in the Country opened nationally this week in 1961. In 2007, Tony Bennett married his girlfriend after dating her for 18 years. The Hayley Mills movie, The Parent Trap, with the hit Let's Get Together, opened this week in 1961. In 1993, the U.S. Postal Service issued stamps honoring Bill Haley, Buddy Holly, Otis Redding, Ritchie Valens, Clyde McFadder, and Dinah Washington. Phil Collins received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1999. In 2006, Rolf Harris was made a commander of the British Empire by Queen Elizabeth. Elvis Presley appeared on Wink Martindale's local Memphis TV show this week in 1956 to promote a benefit concert. The Earls were inducted into the Bronx Hall of Fame this week in 2008. In the studio, Bill Doggett recorded Honky Tonk in 1956. Jay and the Americans recorded Come a Little Bit Closer in 64. In 1961, Bobby Darin cut a couple of great tunes, Things, and You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. Nat King Cole recorded Ramblin' Rose in 62. Also in 62, Ricky Nelson recorded Teenage Idol. The Buckinghams began recording Susan and Hey Baby, They're Playing Our Song this week in 1967. The Four Lads recorded Moments to Remember in 55. In 1961, Bobby V recorded Take Good Care of My Baby. The Young Rascals cut How Can I Be Sure in 67. Fats Domino recorded I Want to Walk You Home this week in 1959. And Connie Francis cut Stupid Cupid this week in 1958. Birthdays. Gino Vannelli is 67. Songwriter Lamont Dozier is turning 78. Little Caesar, actually David Johnson from Little Caesar and the Romans, born this week in 1934. Barry Manilow is turning 76, Paul McCartney 77, Sandy Posey 75. Elaine Spanky McFarlane from Spanky and Our Gang is turning 77, Al Wilson born in 39, Ann Wilson from Heart is 69. Charlie Drake, remember my boomerang won't come back, he's born this week in 1925. Shirley Goodman from Shirley and Lee and Shirley and Company born in 1936. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, 77. Ann Murray, 74. Lionel Richie is turning 70 this week. While Jerry Keller, remember Here Comes Summer, he's 82. Chet Atkins, great country artist and amazing guitarist, born this week in 1924. Ray Davies from the Kinks turned 75. O.C. Smith, born in 1936. Remember Diodato and his version of Also Sprach Zarathustra from the 2001 Space Odyssey film? He is turning 76. Brenda Holloway, 73. Nick Noble, born this week, 1926. Peter Asher from Peter and Gordon is 75. Todd Rundgren, 71. Howard Kalin from the Turtles is turning 72 this week. Jimmy Castor, born in 1940. Kris Kristofferson is 83. And the late Dottie Todd, along with her husband Art, had that great song Chanson d'amour. She's born this week in 1913. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of June 16th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. And then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.